This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's December 23rd, and this is a fun one to look back on. On this day in 1972, the Immaculate Reception. Now, for everybody, except for Raiders fans, this is always a fun one to talk about and rewatch the amazing NFL Films footage captured that day by Ernie Ernst. So the scene is Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh. It's the fourth quarter of the AFC divisional playoff game between Oakland and Pittsburgh. The Raiders had just scored their first and only touchdown of the game and led 7-6 when the Steelers got the ball with 1:13 to play and 80 yards to go for the go-ahead score. A couple of Terry Bradshaw completions put Pittsburgh on their own 40, but the drive stalled a bit, leaving the Steelers facing a 4th and 10, or as NFL Films voice John Facenda would later call it, 4th and hopeless. Here's Steelers radio announcer Jack Fleming with the call from that day.
22 seconds remaining, and Bradshaw is back and looking again. Bradshaw running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. It's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going. 5 seconds left on the clock. Franco Harris pulled in the football. I don't even know where it came from.
Bradshaw's pass was intended for Frenchie Fuqua, and as Fuqua reached for the ball, Jack Tatum delivered a hard hit and the ball ricocheted to Harris, who was trailing the play by about 15 yards. Harris made the catch before it hit the ground, or did he, and took off for the end zone. Steelers fans stormed the field thinking the game was over, which delayed the ruling. Raiders head coach John Madden argued that since it hit Fuqua's helmet and bounced back to Franco, it was not a legal catch, which was the rule at the time. But referee Fred Swearingen and the chief of NFL officials Art McNally conferred, and they ruled that Tatum had touched the ball the same time it hit Fuqua's helmet, and that Harris had not trapped the ball on the ground, and ruled it a legal catch, and the touchdown stood. The Steelers won the game, but lost the following week. But many credit this game as the spark to the Steelers' dominance in the postseason to come, as Pittsburgh would win 4 Super Bowls in the next 10 years. Interesting fact, the term Immaculate Reception was first used by Pittsburgh sportscaster Myron Cope later that night on his 11 o'clock sportscast. One of his viewers, Sharon Lavosky, called the station that night and suggested the name. Also on this day in history, in 1982, one of the greatest all-time sports upsets happened as the Chaminade Silver Swords beat Ralph Sampson and the Virginia Cavaliers 77-72. Chaminade was a member of the NAIA at the time. Virginia was ranked number one in the NCAA, and Sampson was the 3-time National Player of the Year. And in 2022, Alex Ovechkin scored twice to move past Gordie Howe and into second place on the NHL's all-time goals scored list. That's all for today. When you have a moment, rate and subscribe and tell your sports-crazy friends and family about the podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. no-nonsense, old-school weightlifting history is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling With Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.